I've been in a bit of a mood since I got this from the email yesterday.
Uh-oh.
They sent my census form back again. In response to the question, do you have any dependents? I replied, 12 million illegal immigrants, 3 million crackheads, 42 million unemployed lazy people, the entire cast of the Jerry Springer Show, 2 million people in over 243 prisons, 300,000 leftovers from Katrina, half of Mexico, and hundreds more in the U.S. House and Senate. Why is that not an acceptable answer?
Very nice.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Why is that not an acceptable answer? Police in Germany pulled over a car because it was being driven by a ghostly apparition. Wee. Officials saw the what appeared to be a spooky skeleton behind the wheel. When they looked in the rearview mirror, it turned out to be 23-year-old Martin Williams actually driving, but he had placed a life-size skeleton in the car next to him.
Why?
Don't know.
Okay, I didn't know if you had the reason.
Well,
handy.
He bought it at a flea market. Okay, and well, he didn't want to put it in the trunk because he thought it'd be damaged.
I don't know about you, but the last skeleton I bought, that's where I'm.
Yeah, sure. Chocula. When we stopped the car, we realized it was a British right-hand drive car, so the skeleton therefore was in the passenger seat. Okay, no charges filed about him or his skinny passenger. Staff members at a British animal shelter say nobody will adopt a six-week-old kitten because it has a black mark under its nose. It looks like Hitler's mustache.
They're not helping this because Tucker was talking about this earlier this hour. And by the way, if you go to our partner station's website, candy95.com, and click on Morning Candy under on-air staff, you can see pictures of this kitten. They have named it Kittler.
Kittler? Yeah. That's tacky.
Probably not a good idea.
The cat doesn't know.
No.
The cat doesn't care.
No, that's true.
You know, I'm no cat apologist, but yeah. I mean, we should hardly be faulting the animal for this.
Yeah, we think her unusual markings are putting people off. No, you naming it Kittler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just making an unfortunate situation worse.
More unfortunate.
Yeah. The cat has no grasp of history.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can teach a cat history, does not mean it will absorb any of it.
No, absolutely not. Uh-oh.
So did you see what Jerry Lewis did over the weekend?
Did he,
fall? Did he say, hey, lady?
Hey, lady! The Television Critics Association, having their little summer soiree there in Beverly Hills on Friday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 85-year-old Jerry Lewis said the contestants on American Idol are, quote, all McDonald's wipeouts.
Wow, Jerry, that's not how you win. That's not how you win donations to the MDA.
No, new documentary called "Method to the Madness" of Jerry Lewis will air on the Encore Channel this fall.
Well, you know,
that's
he's
nice. What in the world?
He's like about 99% retired from that this year. I guess this is the first year he'll just come on at the end and
wave
and sing
Oh, is he going to sing? Never walk alone.
Yeah, you never walk alone, and then go back to bed.
Okay. At this point, it'll be recorded.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So now, where's the musical group, the Kings of Leon? Where are they from? Do we know?
If we only had a way to,
if there were just
find out that kind of information quickly,
that could be
here,
done.
Let me see. I've got my Encyclopedia Britannica's up on the wall here.
And of course they have.
And you look under L or K?
Yeah, been printed in the last 5 years.
Kings of Leon is an American rock band that formed in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, in 1999.
Well, they apparently had to bail on their concert in Dallas Friday night.
Excuse me. They chose to bail.
They did. Yeah, true. That's true. They chose to bail.
Why didn't like the...
It was too hot.
Oh, it was an outdoor event.
And they'd be drinking beer. Yeah. Caleb Followill, is that the guy's name?
Apparently, Caleb, Nathan, Jared, and Matthew Followill.
Yeah. Said they were going to throw up. Grabbed another beer and came back, did three more songs. He said, I'm going to grab a beer and then come back and do three more songs. He never did.
Well, they were sick.
Reportedly too drunk to finish the show. The bassist, that's Jared of the same family, I guess, apologized.
Yes, three brothers and a cousin.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
They started to boo. Jared got angry and said it was Caleb's fault. Oh, this sounds like it's going well. Later they tweeted, quote, there was internal sickness and problems that have needed to be addressed. No words. It sounds like the problems need to be addressed rather than the sickness. Then the band released a statement that the Dallas show would be made up September 21st. And I think they canceled the Houston show altogether.
They did.
Well, that's a really good way to to get your name out there in a positive way. They're going to be going into the Chris Brown Hall of Fame, I guess they can.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know if they'll get in the Chris Brown Hall
we'll
of Fame.
We'll see. We'll see. This could be a start. Yeah, we'll find out.
I'm sure whatever venue's next on their list is real thrilled about this.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's a heat wave in Finland right now. I don't know if you know about that. If you call 70 degrees hot. Yeah, I know. Scorching temps are making
turning off my microphone.
Don't tell
making
me
it tough on the polar bears. They're little grumpy employees at the Helsinki
Zoo. I don't
want
any grumpy polar bears.
That's right.
No.
Have concocted giant popsicles to keep the bears happy in the hot summer fun.
Oh, do they have to split them in two?
Well, no, I don't think
they've
so.
They've got two sticks.
Yeah.
And you always get like a half the other one.
Yeah. An empty stick and that's all on one stick.
Made from gallons of frozen juice, fruit, and nuts. They keep the animals from suffering heat stroke in the extreme conditions. So.
Okay, I just now noticed Show Observer emailed again. From last hour, the lady whose husband worked at Harry's when Martha Quinn did the remote.
Yeah. Right.
It was 1991.
Okay. Well, good.
Harry's was called The Edge
back
then.
Was it?
So, okay. Okay. Well, then what I was remembering, I was remembering because I was here then. Okay. Yeah.
1991. So there you are.
Thank you. I appreciate that because, yeah, I could not put it in context of my life. I was pretty sure it was here. I don't remember what my job was at that time, you know.
I have that same problem sometimes.
Yeah. Mine is a little bit different. Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was working for the same company. That never changed.
Oh, yeah.
I was at another radio station in town. Yes.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
The Jewelry and Coin Exchange would like to thank you for voting us the best of the Brazos Valley for buying gold and silver. With gold at an all-time high, now is a great time to bring your broken or unwanted gold, diamonds, and silver to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We are honored to be selling the From Soldier to Soldier bracelet, which is a designer version of the survival bracelets worn by thousands of U.S. and Allied soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. The From Soldier to Soldier bracelet is a stylish fashion statement with a conscience. They are made in the USA, come in 5 sizes and several colors for men or women. Significant proceeds from the sales will go to the Homes for Our Troops and other organizations assisting wounded soldiers and their families. Please come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange where your dreams come true within your budget. We are on College Avenue in College Station or call us at 846-2400.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
About 13 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, so West Forks, Maine. I don't know where that is, other than in Maine. Got a little easier life. As of Friday, when the first cell phone coverage came to the small community, really? Cell tower recently installed by U.S. Cellular went live on Friday. Signal extends about 7 miles north, 6 miles south of West Fork's beautiful downtown area. Though there are just 46 residents in West Forks and 34 neighboring Forks, of course, to be Forks and West Forks. Region is a destination for rafters and hikers and snowmobilers, and there are up to 30 businesses in the area who now have coverage.
Yeah,
so.
Big time. According to them, I'm on the Forks Area Chamber of Commerce website. So
happy days are here again, huh?
Let's see. I'm trying to look up what the weather is there.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Thanks. Just trying to make us feel good.
Absolutely.
Because
Forks.
Forks,
Maine.
Forks, Maine. Here it is. Yeah. Yep.
working well.
Okay. Glad to hear that.
All right.
A Colorado Springs city councilwoman admitted on Facebook that she tried to use her influence as a city official to obtain tickets to a sold-out show in her city. Oh, Liz Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. CZELATDKO.
She doesn't have enough vowels in her name.
I know. That's why we'll just call her Liz. Liz posted on her Facebook page about her efforts to get tickets to see Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers and said that she had no luck.
She should have come here.
Well, he's going to be here.
End of August. August 30th, right?
Should we call her?
Yeah.
I think so.
Like Lisa.
And what we can do is we can extend her a special deal and offer her a ticket at twice the listed price.
Yeah.
That's right.
Lisa said on her Facebook, quote, "Finally getting desperate, I pulled the city council member card and Pikes Peak Center, where it's being shown, is in my district. Nope, nada, nothing. I guess I just have to listen to them on my iPod." Her Facebook friends were quick to react to her post. One friend posted, "Personally, if someone tried pulling their rank or position on me when commoners are having the same difficulty getting tickets, I'd deliberately go out of my way to not help them. Sorry to sound so callous." I kind of like that.
Huh.
Anyway.
I don't think you're sorry to sound so callous. You're just trying to soften the blow.
Think so.
I might ask Steve about this tomorrow when I'm visiting with
him. Yeah, you going to visit with Steve?
I'm going to visit with Steve tomorrow. Okay. Me and, I guess, hundreds of other people on a conference call. But,
right.
But yes, I'll be sure and ask him about this.
Okay.
No, I won't.
Yeah, okay. Computers can do that. They can create friends.
Can you
friends.
Ask Steve about OptiGrab? Does he still own shares in OptiGrab from the movie The Jerk? I mean, that's that caused his downfall.
Yeah,
so.
I think he's not wanting to talk about.
We were given instructions about, you know.
Oh, were you?
Yeah,
oh, that's a shame.
I love interviews like that.
Here
are suggested topics.
Well, they wanted us to not stray away from. You know, the subject of the concert.
Yeah.
And playing the banjo and stuff.
Well,
like
be sure
that,
and ask him about Waco. See if he has any memories of Waco.
Ask him if he plans to do King Tut while he's on stage.
Could do that.
I am going to ask him about opening up for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band in the 60s because that's when I first saw him. See if he remembers me in the audience.
He'll go, "I did, huh?"
Yeah.
Yeah. But you obviously know something about me that I don't remember.
Computers can create friends for you, so why can't they create ministers?
Computers can do that?
Thank you. This is the... What? Excuse me.
Uh-oh, he's...
Go ahead. Just put on the headphones
Ben's
if
here.
You're going to come in. Well, he's giving me the, you know, wonk, 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 wonk.
Intro him.
I ain't going to intro... What's your problem? What?
Okay, two problems.
Scott's just a ray of sunshine this morning.
He is a ray of sunshine. I want you to know that I took two deep breaths before I walked in the studio today.
Okay.
Two things.
All right.
One, the story about the person getting married with the computer.
Yeah.
Don't fall for that crap.
Okay.
Please.
Right.
Just let it go.
Okay.
Oh, look, we all got married.
But it's
by
a Houston
computer.
Story. It's in Houston.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Ah, so it's,
it's
darn near local.
Houston based web designer. That's why I was going with it. But
it doesn't mean he got married in Houston.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, where was his bride?
Yeah.
Helsinki?
I'm fairly certain that both their consciousness were in high orbit at the time as well. But anyway,
the real thing I wanted to come in was correct the
misapprehension that you had about the MTV story when Martha Quinn came to town.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That was because a local cable company had removed MTV from their lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And back when we were KTSR, we took that. We took umbrage at that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so when the cable company put it back on, Martha Quinn came here to celebrate with everybody when it turned itself back on.
Oh.
It was a big party.
Yeah.
Couldn't get in. Anyway, it was a big
our station, but you couldn't get in.
That's right.
Good. That's a big party.
Well, and it was probably for the best. Two things I remember from the party is when we backed the van away for the remote. I was on the left side of the van, and somebody else was on the right side of the van because we had to kick the beer bottles out of the way so that the tires would have a clear path to go.
Good. That, my friends, is a successful remote.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets better. I came by the next morning.
Yeah.
And there was a front end loader scooping up empties.
That's awesome.
And putting them into those big, you know, 700-foot dumpsters.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
It was. And it was one of those things. I watched how that was back when I guess it was Albertsons was open.
Yeah.
There was a and once again my focus here is on the overconsumption of alcohol, but it was pretty spectacular to see. But Bobby Slam Duncan was the
program
director back in those days. And Bobby was what, 6'11", 7 feet tall?
Big tall boy.
Martha Quinn doesn't top 5 feet.
Yeah.
It was, without a doubt, some of the finest picture taking, snapshot taking.
So somewhere floating around out there, there are photographs of this.
Martha Quinn and the bottom couple of buttons on Bobby's shirt, mostly.
Protect your car and equipment engines with quality fuels from Producers Cooperative. For every gallon of E10 gasoline and low sulfur diesel fuel from Producers contains a premium additive that fights moisture and improves lubricity. Results mean less downtime and fewer repairs. It's good insurance. Begin your protection today with fuel from Producers. High performance fuels, quality service, outstanding results. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. And if you're looking for that perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, well, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder's Special Sale. You save up to 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are more than 300 styles available from 6 different builders. All are handcrafted pieces made with solid oak, cherry, and maple woods, with special attention to all the details to ensure quality that'll give you years of enjoyment. You can pick from their huge selection in the store or have them custom built the way you want it in any size, shape, or finish. So hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving, and save up to 10% during this Builder's Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
The dog days of summer are in full swing, but Rattler's Convenience Stores will cool you off with these great August specials. If you're hungry, go for the 99-cent nachos and grab a couple of 32-ounce Gatorades, two for only $3 to wash them down. Got a sweet tooth? Head to the ice cream freezer and pick up two pints of Bluebell ice cream and get one free. Cold beer, you got it, with 24 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors family of fine beers for only $18.99. Rattler's Convenience Stores. Clean, friendly, Texan.
Hello, my thirsty friend. What seems to be the problem?
It's so hot, I saw a heat wave and I waved back. I tell you, it's hotter than two goats in a pepper patch. It's so hot, trees are fighting over dogs. I'm so hot.
Don't sweat, my pet. Let Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods frost your mug with a shiver-inducing selection of ice-cold cocktails and frigid fermentations. Everything from frozen mixers to chilled Chardonnays and hundreds of ice-cold beers. How feels the parched poet now?
Specs' vast tundra of chilled choices has turned this steamy sauna into a wintry nirvana. Time to hit the beach and make some sand angels.
You certainly put the zen in frozen. And with Specs' low prices, you'll save enough to buy that above-ground ice skating rink. You're welcome. Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm glad he came in to tell us that. Just to
put a little
background on it.
Yeah, put a little bow on it all.
All right, well, them show offs out there at Stanford have done it again.
What now?
New type of nano electronics that will stick to anything. And I went and looked at the video of this.
Except
and
the date.
all I can tell you is the people who they interviewed on this video.
Very good.
They ain't from around here, if you get it.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. So, anyhow. So,
by the way, speaking of Stanford, though, I mean, and I would be remiss because just very quickly, I had the privilege of emceeing the Brazos County A&M Club's Coaches Night last week. I did not know that Troy Walters, who is the wide receivers coach for Texas A&M University.
Right, yeah.
He has his MBA from Stanford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's.
Well, I knew he graduated from Stanford. I did not realize he had his master's degree. From
yeah,
there,
then he played a little pro football.
Well, I knew that, and he's from here.
And the reason, you know, the reason they call the campus the farm is that's what it used to be.
Right.
It was the Stanford family farm. I mean, and they pretty much, you know.
Well, because what he went to Harvard and said, "Hey, I want to help you build your university," and it's
we're good. Yeah.
So he said, "I'll just build one here."
That's right. So anyway, they have come up with this new nanowire electronics, and the closest thing I can relate to is, you know, the kind of decals that you put in the water, and they slip off the backing, and then you stick them on a window.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're doing that with nanowires now. You put that in water. I mean, they crunched up a Coke can with all of its angles, and this thing would adhere to it. Now, what this will do is you can put this on the heart for heart monitors. You can put it on the brain to monitor your brain. It basically can be a wearable battery. Scientists at Rice, in fact, have found a way to build batteries inside the nanowires. You can do that. Of course, well, what kids are going to want is, like, animated tattoos.
I was going to say, call me when I can attach to my cell
phone. You can put it on your skin, as a matter of fact.
I said cell phone, not skin.
Okay. And also, you can put it in your skin. But it's pretty amazing stuff that they have done out there.
And then
there,
you just scan it here to make your purchase, because otherwise you won't be able to make your purchases, because now this is how we transact business.
But it's there for our safety.
Mm-hmm.
It is there for our safety.
And oh, by the way, I'm sure the GPS technology, and it will only be turned on for emergency purposes.
Exactly right. On this date in history,
I love this part.
First Jeep was produced in 1941.
Oh.
Jerry Garcia was born did.
Yes, he was.
As we mentioned, MTV born did as well. That's right. And that's it.
There
actually, the bridge collapsed in Minneapolis on this date in 1907. All right, 30 seconds.
We told you at the movies it was a tie, but we'll find out the winner tomorrow.